As the big two supermarkets are being brought to court over allegedly misleading consumers with their discounts, what could this mean for our food and grocery sector? SBS's Katrina Stirrett spoke with Alan Fells, the former chair of the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, the very governing body that's alleging Coles and Woolworths have broken Australian consumer law. Fells raises points around a lack of competition and the importance of accountability, as well as interesting questions around who might have been aware of these alleged behaviours.
Alan, how likely, in your opinion, is it that the supermarkets will actually face penalties?
Very likely. The ACCC has to prove its case, but it's already got a lot of evidence, and false discounts is already well established in the courts as unlawful and deceptive.
And what kind of penalties are you expecting that Woolworths and Coles might face here?
Hundreds of millions of dollars if found guilty.
In your time as chair of the ACCC, were there many instances where these supermarket giants also faced penalties, and was it typically relating to misleading conduct?
20 years ago, the penalties were very low. Now they are much higher, but the problem is they're still seen as a worthwhile cost of doing business when the behaviour earns big profits. So this time I hope, if found guilty, the courts will come up with very big fines to deter this systematic misleading conduct.
And the government's, you know, announced their draft grocery food conduct. How helpful do you think this will be in holding these kinds of supermarket giants to account?
The code of conduct is very worthwhile, very relevant to dealing with retailer-supplier relationships like with farmers and small business suppliers. But it'll have no effect on prices to consumers. That's a completely different subject. The code does not deal with that.
And just on that, a consumer law expert I spoke to today said there's an exception where the ACCC can't actually tackle prices. So, for example, things like price gouging, which have come up frequently at the moment. Why is this the case? And do you think this is something that should be changed?
Under the competition law, there's no power to stop excessive prices. That's due to some real concerns about how well price regulation works and a very conservative approach to setting competition law. So I work off the basis there's not, and will probably not continue to be, any law as such against price gouging. But there's some other things can be done. This is one of them. Fines for trickery that generate additional profits for big retailers.
And it was obviously consumers who brought this to light, and many actually felt that Coles and Woolworths were quite brazen in their tactics. Do you think the arguable lack of competition in the sector means that these giants can get away with some of these kinds of tactics?
The lack of competition makes it much easier for the giants to get away with this kind of behaviour. But there's another point. As you said, many consumers noted this conduct and reported it to the ACCC. I'd like to ask who knew about it in the big retailers. If ordinary consumers making limited inquiries knew about it, how high did it go in Coles and Woolies, the knowledge of this behaviour?
And finally, on that, obviously we have social media now and people are calling out these kinds of tactics that they're observing in supermarkets. Do you think that will help as well in terms of holding these kinds of big companies to account?
I think the reputation damage will lead to moderation in the pricing and behaviour of the big supermarket players for a limited period of time.
Do you have much hope that it will create a proper systemic change if the two supermarket giants are penalised?
Look, there are many things, sort of smallish things that can be done. But the biggest single thing would be if we could get an additional big player or two into the Australian market. That would transform things.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Alan.
Pleasure.